Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
All right, podcast time. Podcast time. Let's get this done quick because I have a 5 a.m. flight and I got to edit this on the plane. So.
Yeah, swaggy.
Yeah.
You look good in your Snapchat spectacles.
Yeah, and you got the GoPro.
And I got a GoPro. And this is great because both of the footage no one will ever see ever again. So my wife's like, you always take pictures of your GoPro. You take pictures. Where do they end up? I'm like, I don't know. I never share them. In case you missed it, podcast number 10, right?
This is 10? Number 10.
Yay. X. Gonna give it to you.
All right, so we put these out every Friday. My name is Strawberry.
Chunk Doodle Skins, Mr. Chunk, if you're nasty.
And we wrap up the biggest stories and the most viral videos of the week. And some may have missed you. You may have been busy with the real life and you missed it. But on Thursday, the 4th of May, when we are recording this, how could you not know what day it is today?
May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's been around for, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, maybe, if that. Not even that long, but it is a damn holiday. It's a holiday.
Star Wars nerds love blowing up your Facebook with memes and photos. It's May the 4th be with you. And it's all in good fun, right?
Yeah,
it's
because tomorrow's Revenge of the 5th.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yep. So May the 4th be with you because tomorrow is Revenge of the 5th.
Got it. So people people celebrate in different ways. Like
live
I said,
long and prosper.
So yeah, include all the nerds on that one. People celebrate in different ways. You know, I wore my Star Wars shirt today. Chunk spent half his day posting stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
But a student near Green Bay went to school in a Darth Vader outfit.
Very nice.
That some parent dropping off her kid thought was the next Columbine.
Oh, no.
And the student was in a costume that presented a perceived threat. And so as a result, a parent who was out in front saw the student and called public safety, which we would expect the parent to do.
As all the students are leaving their mom's minivan and headed into the quad to go into class, one mom saw a Darth Vader with, what's that thing he wears on his chest?
So it's like a chest piece, but it's got like
all his buttons, right?
It's got buttons and lights. And if you just saw a kid with this on, you'd be like, yo, that's weird.
Well, the student was wearing a Darth Vader outfit with a plastic mask and was carrying a bag with him. And that outfit actually looked like that he might be wearing a bulletproof vest or a flak jacket.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She goes, yeah. Yo, that's weird. And I think he's got a bulletproof vest and a gun, so I'm going to call 911.
Wow.
So during morning announcements, they go, oh, yeah, so by the way, we're going to evacuate. They evacuated the entire campus.
We evacuated the building as a precautionary measure. The students went to our off-site location. Public safety did a complete and thorough search of the building.
They have to.
They got to, right?
They have to every time.
The principal and the cops were kind of cool about it. They're like, look, what's it called? See something, say something.
Yep.
You saw, you said, and yeah, it's just Darth Vader celebrating the 4th of May. So let's get back to class, everybody.
Yeah, that's tough. But you know, again, glad they said something because there are times when you need snitches.
And you never know.
You never know. You never know, especially, you know, with these crazy white kids, you know.
Right now, that student is being interviewed by the school resource officer. We believe that it was an innocent mistake right now. We don't think that there's any ill intent.
You never know.
Yeah,
white,
that's white who
kids,
it was.
They're crazy.
Well, this was at a... I can't even
it's
pronounce
It's in Wisconsin,
this.
They're white. Right, right. It doesn't matter. They're in Wisconsin,
can't even
they're white.
Pronounce this school. Ashwaubwan. It's a high school, by
Ashwaubwan.
The way. Ashwaubwan. It's near Green Bay.
Green Bay.
This.
They like cheese.
If you saw the Netflix documentary, Making a Murderer.
What?
This is in that area.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
saying it's that neighborhood.
What?
But it's in that area.
What?
It's close.
That was
close.
Weird, dude.
The documentary?
The documentary was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange. And Wisconsin's a little weird.
It is, right?
I got family in Michigan, so I can make fun of Wisconsin. So, you know, it's a little strange there. But they're good people.
And according to the principal, this kid was the only student in the entire high school who came to school wearing any like Star Wars stuff. He's like, the reporter's like, hey, so do a lot of people do this? Like, no, we have a no costume policy.
Well, the policy is no costumes. A student made a mistake today, and we'll move forward.
And this kid was the only one who dressed up like a Star Wars person.
Yeah. Better like a stormtrooper with like a blaster or something like that.
All right, so speaking of awesome movies, Liam Neeson.
Also in Star Wars, ha!
He is also?
Yes, he is. Yeah,
oh, the reboot, like the recent
he's
ones.
He's still in there. Yo, he's a Jedi Knight.
Okay. Obviously, from the movie Taken.
Yeah.
When, you know, his daughter gets dragged from under the bed, and he's like, yo, whoever's on the phone, I'm going to kill you unless you give me my daughter back.
I don't know who you are, I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
I have a certain set of skills.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
So he's in Canada filming a movie, as people do in Canada.
That's
cheaper, right?
That's all you do in Canada. You get free healthcare, you film movies.
So word got around that, yo, Liam Neeson's in town. So this sandwich shop, not like a Subway's or a Togo's, like just some hole-in-the-wall sandwich.
Family establishment.
They put out one of those signs in front.
They're called sandwich boards.
Oddly enough. It says, Liam Neeson eats free here. A couple hours later, guess who showed up?
Wow, a couple of hours later, who strolls in?
Liam freaking Neeson.
Wow.
And apparently he walked in and he just said, where's my free sandwich?
He's so badass.
So that's what they're saying.
So badass, dude.
Because I would have been like, oh man, that's super cool. Hey guys, thanks. He's just like, hey, where's my free sandwich?
He's so badass, dude. He was in Entourage 2 and he had a badass role in Entourage 2.
Yeah.
All he did was flip off Ari and tell him to fuck off, basically.
Oh, that was his role?
Right, that was all. He just pulled up next to him in a Bentley. And Ari's like, hey, Liam, how you doing? And Liam's like, fuck off, Ari. And gives him the middle finger. Dude, he's awesome. Such a badass. And you know what? His life is super tragic.
Is he? Like in real life?
Liam Neeson. So what happened was he had been doing movies forever. He's super famous, right?
Right.
Over the last 15 years, he's established himself in everything.
But he was in some weird stuff.
He's done some weird stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So his wife died like in a terrible accident, apparently. I guess like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was going to quit Hollywood like Rick Moranis style, blah, blah, blah. But he came back and he's an amazing actor.
He's crushing it. He crushes
it. An amazing actor. Yeah. Yeah. So if you have free sandwiches, he's going to get them. That's awesome. So check the picture out. Did you post the picture?
Yeah, it's going to be on strawberryontheradio.com.
Yeah, nice plug. Nice plug.
Also, so apparently he didn't even eat the sandwich. He just went because he heard that they had the sign out for him, took a picture, and he's like, yo, I got to get back to set because they're shooting a movie called Hard Powder. It's about like a snowplow driver seeking revenge against a drug kingpin who thinks murdered his son.
Cocaine. Taken in Canada.
It's essentially Taken.
It's Taken in Canada.
The snow version. So he didn't eat, but he showed up. You know, speaking of free food, though, Russell Westbrook from the hated OKC Thunder. He did what we all do. He went to some restaurant and he told the server it was his wife's birthday. So they got free dessert.
What?
And this multimillionaire,
cheap
motherfucker. He's Snapchatting. He's like, yo, we got free dessert. We got free dessert.
Man.
You know, this is what happens when you come to the restaurant, you try to get a free dessert. You lie, tell them it's your wife's birthday. Happy birthday, sugar. We got free dessert, baby. Yeah. Are you tired?
Remember when Chevy's would give out the sombrero on your birthday?
Bro, I was the Chevy's family. I remember Chevy's very well.
That was the thing. We would always go like, hey, man, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Or if somebody goes to the bathroom, hey, it's his birthday,
you
bring
get the
him.
Flan.
Yep,
you
flan.
Get the hat, and they and say sombrero. To you, yeah.
Did you just say hat? You said hat?
A hat.
It's a hat. Sombrero,
it's not Cinco de Mayo yet. It's a hat.
Okay. People who should have worn hats. In case you missed it.
Wow, that was great.
There's another woman claiming that Drake got her pregnant. Now, last week, on In Case You Missed the Podcast, episode 9, it was an Instagram model.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This one is an ex-porn star.
No one's ever an ex-porn star. They're always still a porn star.
Her name is Sophie Bruzzucks.
I watched her take some stuff. She's on the red tubes.
Oh, she's an expert then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So she did.
Drake's a lucky man.
Okay.
I wouldn't use the condom either.
She was the girl that popped up on the internet hanging out with Drake right after Drake and J-Lo
broke
up.
Right after Drake and J-Lo,
So there's this photo of them eating sushi in Amsterdam. The picture was taken January 24th. She's claiming that January 20th or 21st is when he pow!
That was an awkward sound effect and hand motion, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Obviously, he's saying, I didn't get you pregnant because you were already banging some other rapper, but she's like, really, dude? I've got text messages.
Yeah.
So, Chunk, why don't you and I like recreate the text messages? You want to be the porn star or Drake?
I will be the porn star.
All right, then I'm going to be Drake, who may or may not have gotten you pregnant.
Okay.
Do you have it? It's on page 2.
It's on page 2.
Okay. Wait, who am I? I'm Drake, right?
You are Drake.
Okay, I'm Drake.
Just say it like Drake does.
Say it like Drake. I don't know how he said it. I want you to get an abortion.
I can't kill my baby simply to indulge you. Sorry.
Indulge me. F*** you.
What?
You do know what you're doing. You think you're gonna get money.
I have nothing else to say after this. There's no more text messages. That was stupid.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're trying new things. So anyway, people in Drake's camp are saying, A, he didn't get her pregnant. B, if he did get her pregnant, he's going to do the right thing and step up and be a daddy.
Mm-hmm. She has now hired two huge lawyers in New York City, and she's planning to get the ball rolling with paternity. She wants to have him take the test to make sure he is the dad, and also child support and money.
If Drake lasted this long without a baby, mazel tov. But I can't imagine.
It's going to catch up to him, right?
Did we do this? I remember. It was last week. Don't raw dog a stripper. Now, you know what, you could also
quick,
say,
I think in every podcast we've done, you've said, don't raw dog if you're an NBA star, if you're a rapper.
That's right.
There's always somebody.
Wear a condom, dude.
I've been
married for 30 years. I wear a condom like every day.
We have to get sponsored by like Trojan or Planned Parenthood or Direct or something.
So Little Dicky is sponsored by Trojan.
Right?
Little Dicky came out with a video for Drake like, hey, Drake, let me show you how to put a condom on.
Oh, is that right?
You know, this is super funny, super funny. But no, come on, man, wear a condom. Just if you're listening to this podcast, wear a condom.
Yeah. In case you missed it, there was a Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles game. There's a series actually that happened this week. But in game number one, outfielder Adam Jones, he's an African-American guy. He's saying that the Boston fans were heckling him.
We understand that we're the road team and that the fans, they don't need to welcome us.
And then they dropped the N-word on
him. Yeah, well, they can hear you. Like, if you go to a sporting event and you're in the lower level, they can hear you. When you're yelling at them, they'll hear you.
Right.
Tell the opponents, you know, you suck, ha-ha, you struck out, and, you know, various things on your performance, which is completely understandable and in the lines of just how sports work and how fan bases work. And so I just heard that all night, and then he just caught something that caught my attention. I heard the N-word. And
that was his tipping point. The N-word was thrown at him, and he kind of got in an altercation with some of the fans, verbal altercation with some of the fans.
Last night, it was not clever. It was really stupid and ignorant, so it caught my attention. And, you know, by the time you look back, you can't tell who says what or who's doing what. So I just was like, okay, this is really it's really how it's going to go down here.
After the game, he went on a rant about this is what happened.
Yeah,
this is not sportsmanship.
It's not okay.
If the person or persons are watching right now, what would you say to them?
Square up. Let's fight and get it over with.
Boston as a team and the city got raked for a good 24 hours on all the news channels, all the sports channels. So the next day when Adam Jones comes up to the plate for the first time in the game, the entire crowd gave him a standing ovation. Even some of the Boston Red Sox players clapped it up for him. Kind of like, hey, look, dude, we're all in this together.
Yeah,
we got your back.
Yeah. We know. I mean, and baseball's super racist. Like, baseball's super racist.
Absolutely.
Super racist. Like, they had a Negro League. For like until like 30, 40 years ago, like it was not the baseball's not the best. Like when it comes to race relations, I mean, they're no NFL, but they're pretty, they're not, you know, they're pretty bad.
In case you missed it, there was a police dispatcher, a 911 operator, who not only fell asleep on the job, she fell asleep while taking a 911 call.
Someone called 911 and what'd they hear?
She answers it.
Cleveland 911, what is your emergency? Do you need police, fire, EMS?
5 seconds later, snoring.
That's awesome.
That's terrible.
Hilarious.
And it's weird. I don't know who took these photos, because I have the story on strawberryontheradio.com also. I don't know if this is like a security camera still shot, but there's pictures of her reclined back in her chair with her jacket turned around, making it like
she's
a blanket.
She's nighttime. She's going sleepy time.
Yeah.
She's sleepy time. But dude, that's got to suck. Like, okay, so if you're a radio dispatcher, you don't have like a cool job. You don't have like ride around the cop car. You're sitting in a room like this.
Yeah.
That's got no windows, no nothing. You're staring at like a computer monitor and you have a headset.
Yeah.
And you take awful call.
Like,
you know when you call 911s? When you're need an emergency.
Yeah.
Or something weird stuck in your butt.
Somebody's dying.
Somebody's dying or there's something weird sexually. That's why you call 911. To be honest, I'm not going to knock the hustle, but it's a pedestrian ass job. Literally, it's like working at the DMV.
You don't think? I think
you have to be able to pack a background check. That's it. Can you pass a background check?
No, yeah. You have to be able. No,
why, dude?
I could have sworn there has to be like a ton of training that goes involved.
Not at all. No, it's like the DMV, man. Unless someone correct me if I'm wrong. I love Chunk, but I'm telling you, It's what it's like Subway sandwiches, dude. You're making sandwiches, you're taking 911 calls. You pass a background check, good to go.
Dispatcher Jasmine Thomas has been punished for sleeping on the job.
Clean the 911.
Records also show Thomas was asleep and took 10 seconds to answer a call about a fire. Then she took 40 seconds to transfer that call to firefighters.
Oh, let me transfer you to fire, please. Don't hang up.
So it's a scary situation that she was in.
Scary if you called 911. You're like, yo, bitch, wake the f*** up. Are you snoring? My house is burning the f*** down.
She was hella snoring.
Wake up. I mean, you would play the snore. Oh, that's so funny.
It's not subtle at all. So
great. But you have a, here's the thing. If you have a pedestrian-ass job,
okay,
you fall asleep. Like, you just, dude, you fall asleep. You know, like, back in the day when I used to have to board up and stuff, you totally fall asleep. Like, I've definitely
I've fallen asleep at the radio station.
Like, I've fallen, dude.
3 a.m. shift.
Man, yeah, like, overnight shift, you just zone out for, like, 20 minutes, just catch some shut-eye, hope to God there's no dead air, and that's it. You move on with your life.
Well, it makes... She got caught.
Yeah, she got caught.
Like, she got caught, but the company, the police, they're standing by her.
Not excuses. But the reality is that she's a single mom. She's going to college full time and she's working, you know, 40, 50, sometimes 60 hours a week up there.
Wait, hold on. She has a full time job plus that?
Yeah.
Again, a pedestrian ass job. Don't pay anything. Like, it sucks because it should pay and it shouldn't be a pedestrian ass job, but it is.
We stay out of politics as much as we can on the Casey Minstead podcast, but this week was full of politics and Stephen Colbert went off on Trump. You want to explain this real quick?
They have these weekend shows that old people watch. I love them. Face the Nation, Meet the Press. They're like the shows.
The 1%ers.
They're the shows that the politicians go on to explain to you what the hell they ruined this week, right?
It's the political version of like the Tonight Show.
Exactly. Yo, like it's literally like Jimmy Fallon. It's like that. So it's not for everybody. I love this crap. Trump was on to Face the Nation, his words, which is again a CBS show. It's called Face the Nation. It's been around for like 7,000 years. Uh-huh. He goes on there and Trump just kind of rips into this dude.
The fake media goes out, you know, which we call the mainstream media, which sometimes I must say is you. But when the
you
fake
mean me personally or
your show, I love your show. I call it Deface the Nation.
Trump kind of like subtly like digs at the dude like
in your face like I don't respect you or your show.
Like if someone came on your show and like, oh, you Strawberry, that's the stupidest name I ever heard. Why do you, that's dumb.
Right.
And you're in an interview with them and they'd be like, what? Like, are you kidding me? So then imagine like St. John goes on the next day and blasts that person who called you stupid, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
that's what
back.
Colbert did. Colbert's got his back and Colbert,
he went off.
The best comedy writers in the business working late night. Colbert did. And we'll play it for you. It's like a minute and a half.
This roast session.
When you insult one member of the CBS family, you insult us all. Bazinga. All right? Here we go. All right? Get the gloves off. Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it Disgrace the Nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the bloatus. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular gorge Washington. You're the president, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's bolster. Presidential library is going to be a kid's menu and a couple of Jugs magazine. The only thing smaller than your hands is your tax returns. And you can take that any way you want.
So people got pissed at Colbert. Hashtag fire Colbert started trending. But it wasn't because of the rant. It was because of the comment about Vladimir putting
he did not like cock holster.
Yeah.
He did not like, again, hilarious, not homophobic. If you know any gay people, like, that's funny because it's true.
He went off, right?
He went off. And again, the best part is, you saw him go off. Like, you saw it, like, on Facebook, whatever. But he came out and said, listen, you got the launch codes. I got jokes. It's an even fight.
Right.
That's it. Like, what are you going to do? He's not going to get fired.
Right.
You can't fire late night people anymore. You're losing millions of dollars. It's never going to happen.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't happen. You cannot have late night talk show wars anymore. There's too much money involved.
Right.
So Stephen Colbert's chilling. He's chilling.
Well, let's stay with late night then. Let's stay with late night because the same week that Colbert did his roast session against the president, Jimmy Kimmel was on the other end of the spectrum.
A little over a week ago on Friday, April 21st, my wife, Molly, gave birth to a boy, a baby boy.
A little bit after the birth, they found out that the son, Billy, had a heart problem.
Something called tetralogy of Fallot with pulmonary atresia. It's hard to explain. Basically, the pulmonary valve was completely blocked, and he has a hole in the wall between the left and right sides of his heart.
They're like, yo, we have to open heart surgery on your kid, and that's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the size of like a 2-liter bottle of soda.
If that.
Maybe a 20-ounce.
Yeah.
So we put the baby in an ambulance to Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, and on Monday morning, Dr. Starnes opened his chest and fixed one of the two defects in his heart. He went in there with a scalpel and did some kind of magic that I couldn't even begin to explain. He opened the valve and the operation was a success.
It's insane. If you've seen the pictures, and it's nuts. So he was basically like, listen, he has money. He got health care. He got money.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Children's Hospital, the place they're at is one of the children's hospitals where you don't pay.
Right.
But imagine having like a sick kid and you don't have the $50,000 for some basic medication.
He'll have to have another open heart surgery in 3 to 6 months to close those holes, but they want to wait until he's bigger, and then he'll have a third, hopefully non-invasive procedure sometime maybe in his early teens to replace the valve he has now.
That happens to people where you're like, you have a disease and you're like, oh, you need these meds? Oh, you don't have insurance? $50,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for the man, I mean, that or you die.
No parent should ever have to decide if they can afford to save their child's life. It just shouldn't happen. Not here.
If you don't have health coverage, your life financially could be over.
Absolutely.
It's just, it could be over. And I like it now because Trump is like, he's making like, if you ugly but you got health benefits, I mean, you like the hot dude in the BMW now. Like, I kind of love that part of it, but not so much the
I don't know,
people
girl.
Dying.
He don't have good clothes, but he got health insurance.
Yeah, seriously.
So what's funny is a couple weeks ago, I was thinking about doing this story for the In Case You Missed It podcast, but I'm like, Ja Rule is throwing like his own like luxury Coachella in the Bahamas, but you have to have a private jet. I'm like, nah, none of our listeners are going to relate to it or want to buy tickets for it. So I'm like, nah, let's not do it. Well, apparently this week it hit the fan because the music festival he was doing in the Bahamas, he was one of the main investors. Yeah. It's called the Fyre Festival, F-Y-R-E. This is the Coachella for the one percenters. People are spending $4,000 to $12,000 for a ticket.
Fans expecting 5-star accommodations and gourmet food. This is what they got. Disaster relief tents and mattresses piled up in the dirt.
All the supermodels are out there. All the Hadids, all the Limas, all the Sports Illustrated girls, the Victoria's Secret
literally
girls.
Literally models and
artists.
Yachts.
There are reports of feral dogs roaming the grounds. As for that gourmet food, here it is. A cheese sandwich in a styrofoam box.
And like they basically said, don't bring money because you're going to load your credit card information on a wristband.
Oh.
Yes.
That's how they were going to do it.
The technology of it was pretty impressive, what they were going to do with all that. Ha! That crap didn't work!
At all.
So all these people were stuck at the airport, had no money.
Some Americans complained of being locked inside the terminal.
They are chained in.
Others reported being stuck on the tarmac for hours.
They locked us in the airport, with a chain. No water, no food.
So it was a complete disaster, but you guys are suckers if you give Ja Rule your money and expect anything not to happen. Like, it's ridiculous. Even when they make a movie about this, it's going to be awesome.
Things got so crazy, the headline band Blink-182 pulled out. After the firestorm of complaints and headlines like Rich Kids of Instagram meets The Hunger Games, the organizers canceled the festival due to circumstances out of our control.
So apparently months before, probably like 2-3 months ago, apparently.
Okay.
Allegedly. All the money was blown. They paid $250,000 to Kendall
Jenner.
Okay. So for one Instagram post. One.
Like $250,000. To promote it?
$250,000. They apparently spent $3 million in just marketing alone.
Okay.
So they were paying social media influencers, not me or Strawberry.
I don't know. I haven't checked all my DMs yet. Maybe it's in there.
Essentially, people that sell fit tea.
hookers. Teeth whitening.
And hookers on Instagram who sell fit tea and all that crap. They were paid like $50,000 to post about it. And basically a party that was only promoted through social media influencers. So it was just the popular kids talking about it. All these bastards got stuck on an island and they all live tweeted it and it was hilarious.
Dude, yeah, it was a disaster. Absolute disaster.
Oh my.
It looked like a refugee camp. Yeah, and a storm had hit the night before, so the beds were soaking wet.
BuzzFeed had a reporter there and the footage, it was basically like the Hunger Games. Everyone's getting sued.
So the two targets are the concert organizers, and that was Ja Rule and this guy named Billy McFarland. And the big kicker of this lawsuit is the plaintiffs are saying that Ja Rule actually knew it was going to be a disaster, and in the weeks leading up to the event, he was telling all the acts not to come so that he could cancel the event.
But Ja Rule is going to have to go on tour just to pay for all this crap. Like, yeah, it's going to be bad. But you gave Ja Rule $12,000. That's what you get.
All right, who didn't get money? The people who hacked into the Orange is the New Black episodes.
Netflix seeing red over the reported leak of Orange is the New Black more than a month before the show's scheduled release.
What do they call themselves? The Dark Overlords or something like that?
Yeah.
The hacking group, The Dark Overlord, reportedly stealing the 10 episodes from a post-production company.
When TV shows are made, it takes a lot of people and it takes a lot of time and a lot of different companies do a lot of different things. There's coloring, there's sound, there's post-production. There's post-editing. There's just so much crap that goes in. These files float around because they need to be worked on and stuff. So there was a post-production shop, got hit, got hacked big time. Bunch of shows, apparently, like Orange is the New Black and a ton of other shows. A lot of stuff that has not even been released.
The hackers say Netflix refused to pay a ransom. In a press release gloating, "It didn't have to be this way, Netflix. You're going to lose a lot more money in all of this than what our modest offer was."
It's different for Netflix.
Okay.
Because Netflix is the big dogs, mm-hmm. and they don't give a fuck. Longest beep ever. They don't care because you know why? People who watch Netflix are not going to go and find it. They're not going to go try to scour BitTorrents to try to find it. No. You know why? Because they pay $20 a month for Netflix and they're going to wait because they want it to be an experience.
Especially Orange is the New Black.
Especially Orange is the New Black.
These are all soccer moms watching it. They're not going to jump on.
Soccer dads, too. Yeah. I watched it.
You're so stupid. But,
you know, for a TV, like for a company like CBS, mm-hmm. like a television show, like if the next season of MacGyver or whatever got lifted.
Big Bang Theory.
If the next season of Big Bang Theory got lifted.
Or Grey's Anatomy.
That is a different beast.
They're paying the ransom.
You're paying the $5 million, or they didn't really say how much it was. I read $5 million is what they wanted for Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Now, the hackers claiming to have stolen content from Fox, IFC, Nat Geo, and ABC, making more ransom demands.
Good job, Netflix. Yes.
Netflix didn't pay. What's the expression? We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
They didn't. And so the people who hacked it, the Dark Overlords, they're like, all right, we're going to put this out there.
They put it out there. You can go and you can find it on torrents.
In a statement, Netflix says they are aware of the situation. The FBI is also aware, but they are not commenting beyond that.
Here's my question. How many years is this show? The show's like 4, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, at least. Well, we're deep into it now, yeah.
Okay, why is Piper still in jail? Because I thought she was only serving like a year and a half sentence.
This bitch, she's stupid. She got hemmed. She was 5 years. I think the original sentence was 5 years.
I thought it was like a year and a half.
No, I think the original sentence was five. No.
She's married to the American Pie guy, right? The guy from American Pie?
Yeah. I think that, no. So I don't even remember. She's been in jail forever. But you know what? It's not 5 years. It's actually, I think she might only be in there for maybe a couple years. It's over a couple years. It's not. Every season
like
is not
time.
A new year. It's not real time. Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
I don't like it. I tried to get into it.
It was a good show, but it's tough. Like, you got to get into it and watch it. And that chick watched it, so I watched the first couple seasons. I didn't watch last season. I probably don't give a crap about what's happening on this one, so who cares?
All right. Well, did you watch the Daddy of Five's recent YouTube upload?
These guys are the worst.
I don't mean what you did.
I swear to God, I didn't do it.
Don't hit girls.
People people want to be internet famous so bad.
It's dangerous.
There's this family, and their YouTube channel is Daddy05.
And now Alex and Cody are being stupid early in the morning, man.
Apparently,
you don't have to go to it because it's already shut down.
Oh, then I was going to ask you. It's going to be shut down soon. So anyway, it's these parents that apparently prank their kids. They have little toddler kids, but it's not like the Jimmy Kimmel pranks, like, oh, I ate all your Halloween candy. There's videos where the parents go into their room and break their toys, scream at the children. I mean, the children are just
nuts.
Bawling. Like, these kids are bawling and crying.
What are you in here, Jake?
Two of these kids that are, should I say, starring on YouTube, they're adopted. So in the latest video, the birth mother, the biological mother, saw her kids crying and bawling and getting yelled at. She called CPS. She called Fredericks County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
And not only did she have the cops show up, but apparently the kids no longer are with this Daddy05 and his wife.
They got pulled.
CPS.
Child Protective Services does not play. I used to threaten my parents all the time with that. They said, call them. Take them away.
The YouTube parents, they're saying, quote, please keep in mind, videos are fake and being acted out. Our videos are for entertainment purposes only. No child was harmed in the making of videos.
Nah, they're fucking scary. You watch these things and you're a parent. If I saw this dude, he'd catch hands.
It's just a prank.
So you won't make me go all through all this? Jeffrey's stupid prank.
He's the type of dude that would set up a camera and mistreat his kids like this to get attention, because kids aren't actors.
No.
And bad actors really suck at being actors. Yes. These kids are not acting.
They're terrified.
Yeah. That's not even your line. That's not your scene. Get the hell out of it. There's no cameos.
I don't care if you say, hey, I'm going to yell at you, pretend to cry. No. Kids suck at acting. These are real tears. Yeah. This is real fear.
I'm glad this kind of went down, because you know what? Don't be famous. There's no point to being famous.
Don't be internet famous.
Don't be internet famous. You don't want it. Look what happened. Your kids get taken away.
There's a psychological term for it. When you're looking through a camera, like in a war zone or something like that, and you're looking through a camera and there's carnage and all this bad stuff happening, you feel that since you're looking through a lens, you're safe. It's not happening to you.
Sure.
Yeah. I forget the phrase of it. But people feel that, hey, I'm doing this for a video. I'm doing this for YouTube. I can get away with a lot of stuff, like these idiots who call themselves social experiments.
I'm going to go out today and conduct an experiment where I created a clock because it looked like a bomb.
And they go, hey, I'm going to go into a black part of town and throw the N-word around as a social experiment.
They always get whooped.
They get whooped. There was a guy who, about 2 years ago, he was walking around with the briefcase, and he would put a briefcase down near someone, and he would say, oh, that's a bomb, and he would run away. It's like, bro, this is post 9/11. You don't do that.
I mean, that gets you shot.
People whooped his ass. But he's like, oh, it's a social experiment.
No, brother.
No, you're on camera. You're on camera.
I don't give a f***.
Well, what do you mean you don't give a f***?
No, no, you're on the TV show.
I don't give a f***.
It's a prank.
I got a f***. Bro, I don't get a prank.
Come on, man. I don't play that shit.
I don't give a f***. I don't play that way, brother.
No, you're trying to be YouTube famous because you want $5 a click. Yeah. So people who try to be internet famous kill me, because they think that, oh, since I'm doing it for the internet, I can get away with stuff and call it social experiments or yell at their
crazy.
Kids.
And you know what? You don't make any money on the YouTube videos. You know who makes, you know, you make money? You get a million subscribers, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get a million subscribers, you're not making money.
That's why everybody wants you to subscribe.
You know who makes money in YouTube videos? Kid videos. Make a video of the alphabet and kids watch it. And then my kids watch these videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
These videos have more views than like a Katy Perry video.
Whoa.
I'm talking hundreds of
millions. Because the kids are watching the video over
and over. Because the kids are just watching the hell out of them. I really, for a brief period, thought about quitting everything I was doing. Radio and all this other stuff and just making YouTube videos. It's crazy money. Like when you see the stuff out there where you're like, what? Why does this video have... I'm not kidding you, 300 million views. And it's like, it's just a cartoon fire engine that makes cartoon fire engine sounds. And then they show up a picture of a real fire engine. And it's like, someone made it with PowerPoint, dude. And it's like hundreds of millions.
YouTube's the new babysitter.
Yeah.
YouTube is the babysitter.
Oh, I love YouTube and my kids.
My baby!
No! Let's shift gears. We put out the In Case You Missed It podcast every Friday, and Chunk came up with the great idea. The last story should be a feel-good story.
We gotta have a feel-good story, because just all these stories get me so hyped and angry and everything.
Drake's getting porn stars pregnant. YouTube families are beating their kids. Ja Rule is scamming rich people, and you know,
I get heated. So we
kids
have
are dressing like Darth Vader.
We gotta calm Chunk down, so we give him a little nice, cute story. Hit it, newsman.
All right, who dates a guy when you've got Harvard? That was one girl's thinking when she couldn't find a date to the prom.
That Minnesota teen Priscilla decided to take prom photos with that acceptance letter.
And this is what's super great about this. It's like, first off, I don't know how she could. She's a pretty good looking high school kid. She should be able to get a date. It makes no sense why. But I'm glad she took her Harvard acceptance letter.
Uh-huh.
She captioned them, couldn't find a man to accept me for prom, so I took a college that did.
It's a little weird. The prom photo was strange, but I mean, she'll probably meet Oprah out of it, so that's cool.
And she didn't just get into Harvard. There was a couple big name schools trying to get her.
A couple of big name schools, and she went with Harvard. So she's going to be fine. The other people in Minnesota, they're screwed because they live in Minnesota, but she'll be fine. And she's, you know, she's good looking, so she'll be okay.
Prom sucks, though, in high school. Unless you have a steady girlfriend or unless you're in love,
okay,
prom kind of sucks. I remember just having to go like with a date. It wasn't someone I was dating.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to go?
It was. Mine was kind of like that. And prom season's right now.
Yeah.
People are doing prom. Like, proms are happening now, which is great. And the thing about prom, my proms were lit. My proms were great. My junior prom, chick was hot, so that was cool. Senior prom, chick was hot. Still friends with her, actually. She lives in San Diego. She got a good job. You know, not screw up, which is nice. So
that is good, right?
Shout out to Jennifer Haynes of San Diego. So proms were great. Me and the squad went. We got the stupid pictures, me and all my dudes. Mm-hmm. And we went and we got white girl wasted after at an after party. And that's what you do for prom. So it's great. But like, these prom proposals are out of control.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I can't. Prom
we can do a whole podcast about that. We won't get into it. Congratulations to this Minnesota teen who take that Harvard acceptance letter. Girl, I would do the same thing too.
Good thing. Good job. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. And like I said, sorry last week's was late. I'm editing this one on a plane. So like
Ballin.
I said, unless I get dragged out by the TSA for not giving up my seat, hopefully this one will be
Sell
out on time.
10 grand, bro. 10 grand. Get money.
StrawberryOnTheRadio.com. And then you can find me Twitter, Insta, and Snap at Strawberry Radio.
Of course, this sexiness right here at I Love Chunk, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hot bitches at me on MySpace.
So until next week, thank you guys for tuning in, and spread the word if you can, and see ya.
See ya.
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
Yo, bitch, wake the f*** up. Are you snoring? My house is burning the f*** down.